This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Here we go.
Jake and Josh are here to analyze the game they love for the team they love.
This is another Dolphins podcast.
Here's your host, Jake Mendel and Josh Houts.
The last position we are going to talk about today, Josh, and I think it's honestly the most interesting, is quarterback two. The Dolphins signed Zach Wilson early in free agency, a one-year, $6 billion deal. I think it's the third largest one-year deal given to a backup quarterback this offseason. Daniel Jones, I think, got like $14 million. Marcus Mariota got $8 million. And then Wilson at $6 million. Are you set with him being the quarterback too next year?
I don't know, man. I don't know if we really have a choice either. I mean, coming into this thing, I would have loved to have Zach Wilson be that, you know, fringe QB3. I would have much rather had a more experienced guy. But I mean, when you're sitting there and you mentioned Daniel Jones, you mentioned Marcus Mariota, I don't know that I really would feel more comfortable with any of those guys over Zach Wilson. I do think I understand why the Dolphins went with Wilson. You know, he kind of fits the scheme a little bit, has that laser arm. And let's be honest, he hasn't been put in the best situations outside of maybe Denver last year. So I do wonder if he did call up Robert Saleh and had a little bit of a conversation with him, because he was with the Jets. And, you know, maybe they found out that this guy was a very good player, was going to come in, you know, do everything he can to be that QB2. And it's unfortunate for the Miami Dolphins, because whoever that QB2 is, there's a good chance they're going to play at some point this year. So I'm not the most confident in Zach Wilson, but based on everything that was out there, I feel like he's got a chance, right? He's got a chance to be better than a Skylar Thompson, a Snoop Huntley, and things that we've seen before. But is that really what we want? Yeah, a Pro Bowl. Is that really what we want? I mean, when you only need to win one or two games to, you know, sneak into the playoffs like we saw these last few years, I mean, maybe all it takes is Zach Wilson just doing the unthinkable one time.
So I love what you said there. You know, Wilson was finally put in a place to succeed in Denver, a place where you could kind of work with an offensive mind. Dude, he never overcame Jared Stidham as quarterback two. He was the emergency third quarterback all year. And that is really what's kind of sitting at the forefront of this conversation, is the idea of, like, he was a third stringer last year, and we expect him to step in for one of the most injury-prone quarterbacks in the NFL. All right, I'll reel it back a little bit. 21 losses compared to just 12 wins as a starting quarterback in New York. 4-7 his final year as a starter. But, Josh, we should ignore quarterback wins. Quarterback isn't the only position that matters. He did have 8 touchdowns compared to 7 interceptions. He was positive. Career-best 60.1 completion percentage. Not bad. We saw growth. And it was also the most sacked he's been in his career, 46 times. So while Wilson struggled with the Jets, I wish we just saw a little bit more in Denver. I think there was some story, quote unquote, about how, like, coaching staffs would watch Wilson practicing pregame just because, you know, he threw the ball so well. And that just kind of sounds so lame to me. But I just have a hard time buying in that, you know, in this must-win season, you're banking on this guy who's making $6 million for 1 year to come in and be that guy. That's something you give to, like, Calais Campbell, a, you know, 37-year-old vet, future Hall of Famer. So when you kind of think about that, and I kind of paint the picture like that, how legitimate does Quinn Ewers have as a shot to be quarterback too? Because I just want to say too, man, call me out right away. Because I like to be one of the guys, don't get overhyped about a seventh round pick. Don't get overhyped about the undrafted free agent. I think Quinn Ewers is a little unique though.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, I feel that same type of hype. I don't feel like he should have fell where he did. He was a guy that you also drafted in one of your mock drafts. But, I mean, we've seen his success in college. I mean, this was the number one ranked player coming out, you know, at Ohio State in, 2021, I guess it was? The highest ranked prospect coming out of high school. This is a guy who, you know, has kept Arch Manning, you know, off his back for a little bit, right? He did enough to withstand that. So, I think the biggest thing for me, and the only thing that's going to prevent him from being QB2, and it shouldn't, is the money, right? They already gave Zach Wilson that guaranteed money. He's already kind of, you know, being tasked as that QB2. So that's the only reason I don't think Quinn Ewers will overtake him this year. I mean, I absolutely believe that he probably has the same ability. I feel like, you know, as hungry as he is, you see the tape. I mean, he doesn't have that rocket arm like Zach Wilson, but he has that accuracy. He has some of the things that can really work in this offense. I think the Dolphins met with him a year ago at the Texas Pro Day, and they said they absolutely love this guy. So I could absolutely see, if money wasn't involved, how he could be QB2, how he could overtake Zach Wilson. But in my opinion, that shouldn't stop you, right? It should be the best guy. Let the best battle it out, and whoever wins the battle can be QB2. I just don't know if it's a true competition this year. Obviously next year it's his job, right? Yours will be that guy. It just comes down to who will the Dolphins throw out there, you know, when the if and when it happens, Tua Tagovailoa goes down. I mean, are they going to have the confidence in Quinn Ewers? Are they going to have Zach Wilson be the guy? I mean, I don't know, man, but I think money is the only thing that's keeping me from saying this is yours job to take.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I wonder how much that money can really hold Ewers back. If Greer can really sit there and say, and that's a whole nother thing too. Can Chris Greer really walk in to Stephen Ross's office and say, yeah, we spent $6 million on this quarterback when we had other needs, but Ewers is going to be the QB too. Is that something you think that Stephen Ross would really buy?
No, right. It shouldn't.
So Ewers last year at Texas completed 293 of 445 attempts for 3,472 yards, 31 touchdowns, and 12 interceptions. Like you said, he kept Arch Manning off his back, and man, he's just said all the right. Oh, have I been muted that whole time?
I've heard you.
I've heard
everything. Okay? Yeah.
Okay, cool. Sorry about that. And I just wonder, man, if Ewers, just the way he's talking, you know, he's saying like rookie minicamp, it's my time to be a leader and show everybody that I can be a guy. I just wonder if he's going to get so many opportunities as this rookie kind of off to the side where he could maybe try to leapfrog Wilson. I wonder if that's going to be a specific scenario, because I don't want us to get caught up too much on him being a seventh round pick, because I think there were some reports, Josh, that he wasn't going to be a first round pick. I think that was very well known. But once he started to kind of slip past the third round, you get this kind of awkward territory where like, well, this guy has success in college. do we really want him to come in and not be a distraction, but be like a main talking point as like the quarterback too? Like, do we really have that value as a fourth or fifth round pick? I think the Dolphins here kind of just took him because he fell to their lap in the seventh round. And it's like, we got nothing to lose here. And I just wonder if we should ignore the seventh round, like draft capital spent here, just because I think he's worth more than the seventh round pick that was spent on him, I guess.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I feel like he should have got drafted higher. And I feel like even his agent kind of alluded to that, right? Some of these teams might have been scared off by the name and having him come in and be part of that, you know, be a distraction. But I don't feel like there's a huge difference between yours and what we might get with Shedeur Sanders or in Cleveland, right? I mean, I feel like this is a perfect spot for him. It's an absolute shame, though, that he could have, you know, probably stayed in college, went elsewhere, transferred and made, you know, twice as much as his rookie deal with the Dolphins or whatever, the way the college football landscape is. But he seems like he's happy in this place. And again, I feel like the Dolphins is the right situation for him. He might have been their target all along because we heard the little rumblings about them meeting for dinner and things like that. So however it happened, I am happy that he's here and I'm definitely intrigued. And I think the more we talk about, the more I agree. Money should not have any factor in this, right? The Dolphins paid Zach Wilson $6 million. I think he has incentives up to 10 maybe. What are the odds he hits them incentives, right? So let's let these two guys battle it out and let's get excited about some of those training camp highlights we're inevitably going to see, right? Because I've already seen I think yours did throw a nice pass and it was outstretched arms. The receiver caught it and I was like, okay, I see you, man. At number 14 in the back there. And that 14 looks a lot better than number zero, right? Isn't Zach Wilson rocking the zero? That has to say something.
I think even Fitzpatrick, the former Miami Dolphins 14, even said something about Wilson wearing zero. It's just for a quarterback, it just does not feel like a good look. It does not feel like a good look whatsoever.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.